When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is the theme this week after a catastrophic loss for the Bears? Because it seems as if the Bears have dysfunctionality managed to make it each week feel like they are a reality TV, photogs and directors on hand and ready to shoot to capture all the drama just for you.
Well, I think the theme is just going to be something that considers, discusses, contemplates change. It's not a new concept in Chicago. Certainly, there's been way too much change. And so much of it has occurred since George McCaskey took over as a chairman in 2011. And as we documented last week and discussed after they change offensive coordinators, this is the ninth offensive coordinator, the fifth head coach, and the fourth general manager that has been employed under George McCaskey as chairman. And so as you get ready to host the Vikings and you're staring down on a Thanksgiving Day matchup with the unbeatable Lions and they're making history, you've got to consider what's ahead. And it is a familiar thing to consider in Chicago. But you can't tolerate what you have just seen. You can't feel like you're making progress when you have two losses among your last four that are walk-off losses that could have been handled differently with different judgment and decision-making, and that starts on the sideline, and that starts with Matt Eberflus. This amazing statistic from StatHead, since 1940, the Bears are 101-24-2 when they have zero turnovers on offense and create a takeaway in defense. Three of those losses have come in the last 3 weeks. This is a team that's, for whatever reason, snake bit, but they have a culture of losing. And this week, every big picture conversation that doesn't have to do with how you're going to handle Brian Flores' pressure and what you're going to do about Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold, everything that has to do with the Bears away from the game itself will involve what is next and how many missed opportunities can one general manager afford on his tenure. So last week it was the offensive coordinator, the head coach. This week it might be the triumvirate. Maybe Ryan Poles joins the party and starts to get asked some very difficult questions or discussed in that way, and the seat gets a little hotter.
Tough times don't last, but tough people do.
So let's find out how tough the Bears are. Right? I giggled yesterday at Wonderverse when he said that in the postgame. You know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Okay, let's find out, because you know what? They weren't tough enough. You could even say that Eberflus wasn't tough enough, but there were three guys in the middle of that line on that game-winning field goal attempt that just weren't tough enough.
Yeah, I think the theme this week is, okay, I understand what you're saying, David, but they're not going to fire the guy this week. I think he's a dead man walking. I don't know how he's going to keep his job now. They're two games under 500, but I think the theme is going to be sustainability of their offensive corrections. You know, the fact that they did as well as they did with third down conversions, is that sustainable? Can they do that again? Can they do that against a better defense and a better defensive coordinator? I'll be really curious to see if they can improve on the offensive line. You know, we saw the offensive line, they still are down players. Now you got Ryan Bates in concussion protocol. No idea what that means. Don't know when he's coming back, if he's coming back. Is Tevin Jenkins able to come back and play again? I think there are issues in terms of just getting their line together and trying to hold up. You know, a week ago, I believe it was, Dustin said they were going to lose every game. Is that ongoing? I mean, do we expect them to lose every game now? They had won a game. They just couldn't close it. They couldn't figure it out. And I agree with you. There's a culture of losing that has crept into this thing, and you can't get away with it as many good things as there were too many bad things for them to have won that game. Not the least of which was the problems they had just getting the ball up in the air and kicking it. I mean, it just sad that that happened the way it happened, and weird that they didn't try to get more yardage. But I think now the question is, did they see a real bump, or was that kind of an OC bump, and can they keep it going forward? And I don't know the answer to that. It's going to be really interesting. I do believe after that game, I can't believe I'm going to say this, that the Bears can win a couple more before it's all said and done. I don't think they're doomed to lose every game for the rest of the year. But It feels that way, 0-4 right now since that bye week. 312-644-6767. We'll get to your phone calls next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Losing is a disease as contagious as bubonic plague.